In 2019, a survey of basic needs at the majority of Oregon's community colleges found over 40% of students said they experienced food insecurity. They didn't have enough to eat, but less than a third of those students applied for the federal food assistance program known as SNAP. As KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports, groups around the state are trying to help.
Teresa Mai is a third-year public policy major at Oregon State University in Corvallis. As a first-generation college student coming from a low-income household, she struggled to pay for tuition and housing, so she often skipped meals to save money. But she had to figure out a way to keep her stomach from grumbling during classes.
So I'm like, okay, let's pinch my stomach and see how that goes. And then it kind of made me focus on the pain instead of the hunger, which I thought was more helpful because I feel like naturally, our bodies pay attention to pain more than hunger. So,
she wasn't sure who could help her or that federal assistance was available.
I think for me, I just never knew it was an option for students. And I think I had the stigma, because I didn't want people to be like, oh, is something wrong? Is she really hungry, and stuff?
To deal with the widespread problem of students who can't afford to feed themselves, schools across the state have partnered with community food pantries and have established emergency food assistance funds. But other programs are trying to equip students with more long-term solutions that are at no cost to communities or the state. Miguel Arellano Sanchez is the basic needs navigator at OSU. He's been inspired to help based on his own experiences as a student.
And I could remember days of just eating cereal, whatever's in the cupboards that day, right? And not having money to buy any more food.
During his first 2 years as the basic needs navigator, about half of the funding Sanchez has been able to help students get has been through the federal SNAP food benefits program. That's roughly $400,000 and counting. Plus, OSU, as well as other Oregon universities, are hosting virtual SNAP sign-up sessions to not only let students know that this is a resource, but to help them navigate the application process. Sanchez's work at OSU has inspired legislation currently under consideration in Salem. If passed, it would put a basic needs navigator at all of Oregon's public universities and community colleges. That would help students like 32-year-old Dre Aguirre in his second year at Central Oregon Community College in Bend.
I think, one, students should never go hungry. There should be no issue having food.
The aspiring nursing student already knew about the SNAP program. So when Oregon eased eligibility requirements and provided additional SNAP funding, he applied and has been able to receive more than $200 a month to pay for food.
Students who go full-time or single parents, they don't have to work to get the full benefits of full food stamps, which I thought was freaking awesome. And that's been so helpful. I mean, I don't always eat the best foods because I don't have a stove. I can't cook.
Luckily, Teresa Mai can.
They're gonna stir around the garlic with the onions until the broth is done. I'm gonna keep up bringing the heat up a little bit more to medium high.
Mai has come a long way since her early days of not eating. She received food assistance funds through OSU. Now that she's gotten more scholarships and financial aid, she's been able to make healthy meals for herself.
For students that may not know how to cook when they first come to college, that could be a barrier as well. It's like, okay, what healthy food can I eat, but also very fast?
Mai lost about 10 pounds when she was starving herself. But now that she's eating more consistently, she's doing better in school.
Because right now that I'm getting more food, and I don't have to worry about where my food is coming from, I feel like I'm getting food that makes me feel better, first of all, right? So I feel more confident, so much energy in my classes.
Not only is she no longer experiencing food insecurity, she's also publicly advocating for that legislation that would make a basic needs navigator like Sanchez available at all 24 of Oregon's public universities and colleges. Students and advocates are hoping more conversations about basic needs and insecurities will not only lead to more resources, but also take away the social stigma. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.
This is the final story in a series looking at efforts to help students who are low income or experiencing homelessness access and graduate college. You can find the rest of the series at our website, klcc.org.